Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in history.
Believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Ladies and gentlemen,
normally he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Pedro Fernandez.
That's normally. Nothing is normal around here. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Damas y Caballeros. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated, heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now, forget this, 27 years and 49 weeks. We are 3 weeks away from our 28th anniversary here at the Sports Byline Radio Network, Broadcast Network, and I'm just proud to be here 28 years later. If you're joining us for the very first time today, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. If you've been with us a while, well, you're part of the family. You know that. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history. We have open phone lines. And guess who's going to be here about 20 minutes after the hour? The great Dave Meltzer. That's right, the walking encyclopedia, the most prolific writer in the history of the world of mixed martial arts, Mr. Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer newsletter, the Wrestling Observer radio show, WrestlingObserver.com. Dirty Dave will be in the house. When I say dirty, is Dave's got all the dirt on everybody, folks. So 20 minutes past the hour, we'll be joined by the great Dave Meltzer. I guess this is big news in USC, of course, is that USC 151 is off. John Jones not wanting to fight a substitute fighter. I mean, they were going to put him on with, of course, Dan Henderson, and Dan Henderson got hurt this week, and then they tried to put in Chael Sonnen, who just got beat about a month and a half ago by a world middleweight, it's 185-pound champion, Anderson Silva, in a first-round chokeout, and John Jones didn't want any part of him, so the entire card is scrapped. Dana White's upset. A lot of people are upset. What about the people that had travel reservations going to Vegas and found out on Thursday that they had to cancel their tickets? What if you're already in town? The airlines, you know, the airlines are going to cut you any slack. Bottom line is, if you don't have a medical excuse, your ticket be punched. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Have any home painting projects you want to tackle? Now at Lowe's, you can get $5 off 1 gallon and $20 off 5 gallon cans of Valspar and Olympic Paint and Primer in one via rebate. And while you're there, why not pick up 2 20-pound bags of Kingsford Charcoal for just $9.99, a savings of $7.99. Stop into Lowe's and take advantage of these and other great summer offers today. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 9/3 while supplies last. See store for details.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
That lady is the first lady of MMA, folks. I'm talking about Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Triple R had her on the show last week, of course. She's the one that said that Chris Cyborg Santos suspended now currently for a steroid violation late last year. She suspended until the latter part of 2012. But she said that as far as Olympic-style drug testing and her and Chris Cyborg Santos getting on, she said, quote, "She can inject horse semen in both eyeballs for all I care, as long as she can make 135 pounds. And I guess that is the big question. Can Santos make 135? I think she can if she stays off all these muscle-building supplements. I call them steroids, but we'll just use the word supplements. Because, I mean, if you look at the website, ringtalk.com, that's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com, and look at the article I put up last week that the she wants to fight the She-Man. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey wants to fight the She-Man, the She-Male, call her what you want. But if you look at Chris Cyborg Santos's body, she's got the body of a man. I mean, she looks like she needs to shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, her face, but she's got the body of a man. I mean, I know guys would kill for a body like that. If you looked at her back and her shoulders and her pecs and all that kind of stuff, you'd say to yourself, good God, that's a man. No, no, that's a female. That's why she whooped up on Gina Carano as easily as she did. Okay, because I think she was on the juice then. I mean, basically, she's had a total disregard for the rules as far as steroids, in my mind, is concerned. Because, you know, she got caught, I think, using Stanozol, which is a, how can I put this? It's one of those drugs that's as hard to mask. You can't hide it. You know, a lot of guys and girls now take steroids. And when they're taking steroids, they use a masking agent, to a diuretic or a masking agent, in order to hide the positive steroid test. From officials. And the bottom line is you can't hide Stanozol, and she tried to hide it, and it didn't go over too well. She was suspended for a year. Now she wants to fight Gina Carano, Ronda Rousey, in a big fight in 2013. I think if they put this fight on Fox TV, it'll draw record numbers, because I think that Ronda's the real deal. I mean, 6-0 now, 6 first-round submissions. What did Sarah Kaufman? Sarah Kaufman came in at 15-1 with 10 knockouts. She was a hell of a striker. Well, she never got to strike. Ronda did a little stand-up. Then finally, when she got her down on the ground, the fight was over in less than a minute. Another armbar win for the Rowdy one from Santa Monica, California. But at the end of the day, it's going to be Santos versus Ronda Rousey for the world bantamweight. That's 135-pound championship of the Strikeforce. And, of course, eventually, the UFC, if there's enough women involved, the UFC will bring women's MMA over into the octagon in the UFC. Of course, they own both companies, both Strikeforce and the UFC. But the bottom line is the UFC gets the higher profile shows. They get more people watching them. I mean, because that Strikeforce show, if they put them on Fuel TV or Showtime, maybe, 250,000 to half a million people watch them. That's not much. You put a fight on FX cable, millions plus people watch it. You put it on Fox TV, you're going to get a couple of million people to watch it. And if you put Ronda Rousey with the right buildup against Chris Santos on Fox TV, you'll get record numbers. I think that fight will draw about 4 to 5, maybe 6 million people. I kid you not. And once the females get hooked on Ronda Rousey, the fact that she's beautiful, the fact that she's fine, she can articulate, she talks smack, but most importantly, she can fight. And she is so quick when she snaps that armbar on you. I tell you what, I boxed some time in my career, 52 fights, won 7 amateur championships, 4 Golden Glove titles, USAPA, USPAL title, things like that. Okay, standing up, I wouldn't be afraid of Ronda Rousey. But if Ronda got me on the ground, I'd be in trouble. That's how good of a judo person she is. I mean, she gets into those moves. Her mother was a former world judo champion. Of course, she was a 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. And when she was on the show about a week ago, she talked about what a piece of work Michael Phelps is. She got all over Kim Kardashian. I mean, she got all over Santos. She's not afraid to speak her mind. And I think this is great. I think it's great for women's MMA. It's great for MMA in general because we need a spokesperson, somebody to will stand out. I mean, right now, nobody's really standing out in the world of the UFC. I mean, you've got the heavyweight champion, Junior Dos Santos. Really nice guy, a very likable, lovable guy, okay? No question about that. And his English has improved dramatically in the last couple of years. In fact, he can do English interviews as he did this past May with me, okay? But he's not he doesn't light people up, per se. I mean, he doesn't, you know, people don't say, oh, I can't wait to see Junior Dos Santos fight. Well, they say the same thing about Cain Velasquez. Well, Cain's a good fighter, and he's exciting to watch, but, you know, they're not dying. They're not breaking down the doors at Ricky Sports Theater over in San Leandro, California, where all the UFC cards go down on live, closed-circuit television on the big screen. They're not breaking down Ricky's doors to see these guys, okay? But they will break down the doors to see Ronda Rousey. So when Ronda gets her chance, Steven Espinoza of Showtime, please let this fight happen on Fox TV. That way, when Ronda goes back to Showtime, she could take a couple 100,000 women, because women will subscribe to Showtime after watching Ronda Rousey perform. There's just no question about it. She is the real deal. I can use all kinds of accolades and adjectives to describe her, but the bottom line is she is the real deal. 6-0 now, 6 first-round stops. Sarah Coffin coming in 15-1, leaving 15-2 in less than 1 minute. That was on last week's Showtime card. Of course, Strikeforce airing exclusively on Showtime. And we're talking about the thumbs up when you go to the WrestlingObserver.com newsletter. 101 thumbs up for the Strikeforce card. In the middle, only 5 votes and 0 as far as thumbs down were concerned. Everybody enjoyed the show, everybody that watched it. So I enjoyed it. I thought that Ronda Rousey, is very entertaining. I want to see more of Ronda Rousey. I love having her on the show. She's a great interview, and I look forward to speaking to her in the very new future. Now, the bottom line is UFC 151 is off, okay? It's now been moved up to UFC 152. It'll be John Jones, the light heavyweight champion, the 205-pound champion, the guy that, you know, he was without an opponent after Dan Henderson hurt his knee this week. So he's 16-1. The only fight he lost, he was winning, and he got disqualified. But the bottom line is John Jones wouldn't take Chael Sonnen on. He should have took on Chael Sonnen, and they would have battled for the 205-pound championship. But Chael's moving up from 185. They've had a war on Twitter back and forth the last couple of weeks, so I thought there was a decent buildup to this fight. But was it a pay-per-view marquee type of fight? Probably not. So it's sort of good that the card got scratched. And the reason why I'm saying this is you can't put B-rated fights on pay-per-view. That's the mistake the UFC's made on some occasions, is that they've had fight cards that fell apart, and they couldn't put together AAA, AAA cards, okay? So they put in a couple of B guys, or they put a C guy in against an A guy, and it was a predictable outcome. And the bottom line is, you know, John Jones and Chael Sonnen probably would have been a predictable ending, John Jones winning that fight, but putting it on pay-per-view, I just think you're going to the well too often. I think the UFC in general is going to the well too often as far as these pay-per-views are concerned. Once a month, I don't think they really need to go pay-per-view once a month. I mean, yeah, it's good for the revenue stream, but the bottom line is I think it is hurting the product to a certain extent. So UFC 152 will go down, and it'll be September 22nd. That'll be live on pay-per-view with some of the prelims on Facebook and FX Cable. John Jones, the aforementioned light heavyweight champion, is 205 pounds, 6'4". They call him Bones because he's pretty skinny. Take it on Vitor Belfort. Why Vitor? I mean, he was a teenage prodigy back in the day, but that was back in the day. I mean, 10 years ago, he was hot. He's no longer hot anymore. 21-9, fighting at 205 pounds. I thought Vitor had dropped to 185, was going to try to do his thing at 185, but now he's back to 205 pounds, and I'm not all that impressed with that main event. So that might be one that I might just skip, Vitor Belfort and John Jones. Joseph Benavidez, who will be on next week's show, 125 pounds, that's a flyweight. He'll be taking on Demetrius Johnson on the UFC 152 card. He will be my guest next week on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Next up, the man, the genius, the most prolific writer in MMA history, Dave Meltzer, will be here. You want to join us on the toll-free? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or check us out on Twitter, twitter.com, using the hash mark and then Ring Talk, RingTalk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free, 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale.
press punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Taking it back to the 70s there, Mod Squad. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. My next guest needs no introduction, folks. He is the most prolific writer in the history of mixed martial arts and professional wrestling. I'm talking about the great Dave Meltzer, the genius himself from Silicon Valley. What's up, big time, Dave?
Not too much. What's going on?
A little upset over UFC 151 being canceled this week, but then again, I don't think I wanted to see a subpar main event and John Jones and Chael Sonnen getting on from pay-per-view. In other words, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong and tell me how you feel on this, but I think the UFC is going to the pay-per-view well just a little bit too often.
Well, you know, it's not so much the it is the pay-per-view world in the sense that I don't think that a pay-per-view more than once every 4 weeks is a good idea. And they've been doing a lot of 2 and 3 weeks between shows, and I think that it's hurt them. And, I agree with that. I mean, what happened... There's a lot of blame to go around for what happened this last week from a lot of different people and a lot of surprises. But what can you say? I mean,
How much of that blame belongs to John Jones?
At the end of the day, John Jones was the one who caused the card being canceled. So there's some there. There's obviously some blame from you can blame UFC for having a weak card in the sense of when Dan Henderson pulled out and they couldn't get a sub. Or they couldn't get John Jones to agree to a sub, because they actually did get a sub, but that they couldn't go on with it because of the Jay Heron, Jay Gallenberger's not a main event. So you can blame them for not having a deep enough show. I mean, all these things kind of sprung into motion, really, because when Dan Henderson was originally hurt 3 weeks ago, Dan Henderson told nobody at UFC, if he had said to UFC, which, and they tell the fighters always, if you're hurt, even if you're going to go on, if you're hurt, tell us, so we can have a backup plan. But Dan Henderson felt that he was going to do the fight. He wasn't going to pull out of the fight. So he told no one. And then Saturday, after he took 2 weeks off of training, then Saturday he went to camp, and he still wanted to fight, but his camp said, you're not sharp. You're probably going to lose. And then they called UFC on Sunday, and then UFC brought him to the doctor, and the doctor said no way he can fight. And that was on, Monday or Tuesday, and then Wednesday actually, it was Thursday morning when it was canceled, and because Wednesday was the day when they were scrambling to find an opponent, and then they found an opponent, and then John Jones turned down the opponent, and that's what killed the card. But if Henderson would have informed them 3 weeks ago, there's a good chance that they could have told, they could have perhaps salvaged it. I think there's a good shot of it. If Jones would have accepted the fight, they would have salvaged it. Chael Sonnen obviously didn't deserve a title shot, but when you're trying to save a show with 8 days to go, there's not a whole lot of options. I mean, and they took the guy who, if nothing else, could talk for 8 days and would do the media, even though he would probably get killed in the fight, and there you go.
Okay, so John Jones and Vitor Belfort. Vitor is, way past his peak. We just aired a clip of him from about 8 or 10 years ago.
That was from 13 years ago.
13 years, okay.
Or 14. It was the Brazil show in 98.
Yeah, that's right.
14 years ago.
All right, Ultimate Brazil, you're right. So, I mean, he's 21-9 now, and he's lost the shine that he once had, and John Jones is going to fight him in the main event of UFC 152. Joseph Benavidez will be on next week's show here, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 16-2, taking on Demetrius Johnson. Michael Bisping, great, great talker. I had him on the show a few weeks ago. I called him Michael Bisping. He got all ticked off at me. It's Bisping, pal. Get your numbers or get your name right. 23-4, taking on Brian Stann, 12-4. This doesn't look like a stellar card either.
No, it was going to be a really weak show without John Jones on it, and now it's a little bit better. But, hey, when I heard, Thursday night, that Vitor Belfort was the guy, I'm sure I was surprised as anyone, because it's like... Vitor Belfort, it's a warm body, basically, right?
Well, I think of Vitor Belfort, back in the days when Tito Ortiz, 2003, things like that. I mean, I think that was his peak around 2002, 2003. That's 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, he's a quality opponent in the sense of as a middleweight, but as a championship contender, as a light heavyweight, I don't see. And especially, you know, the thing, you know, for whatever anyone wants to say, at the end of the day, John Jones is a super gifted fighter. I mean, he, you know, and it's going to take, I mean, I don't know if there's anyone in his weight who can beat him anyway, but, you know, Vitor, I mean, he opened at 13-1, and in MMA, 13-1 odds, you know how rare that is? I mean, anyone can win, but I don't give Vitor much of a chance. I know Chael didn't have much of a chance. Chael, and honestly, I think Chael had less of a chance than Vitor, and that's probably why Vitor is getting the fight. But either way, you know, yeah, it's not the opponent you'd want to see. But you know, Lyoto Machida turned it down, which surprised a lot of people. But I can understand Lyoto Machida's standpoint, and you know, it was a lot of things that happened. Lyoto Machida said that he would fight him with 4 weeks of training. Unfortunately, he would only have 3 weeks of training. So he said he would fight him on the next pay-per-view, which would have been October 13th, and he was willing to do that fight. But UFC had already promised John Jones to Toronto by that point. And so then they had to go and scramble and find someone. They called up Shogun, and he turned it down. And I wouldn't expect Shogun to take that fight. I mean, he's coming off of a tough fight. So only a couple of weeks ago was that last fight. Well, it was a little over a month ago, but... Well, no, not even a month. It wasn't a month ago, actually. But the point is that, you know, he's coming off of a tough fight, and he's not going to be ready. And I don't think Shogun wants any part of John Jones anyway. So that one I didn't expect. And so they could have done Jones and Machida in Brazil or in Montreal, but they'd already promised Jones to Toronto, so they felt that they had to deliver Jones in Toronto, and they had to start calling names, and it, you know, they ended up with a middleweight who, you know, got thrashed by Anderson Silva in his last with one kick in his last championship fight. And
yep.
You know,
how do you sell this on pay-per-view? That's my point. Is how do you sell this fight on pay-per-view?
It's the UFC on pay-per-view, and John Jones is in the show, and there's some controversy and all that. But you know, it's not a marquee pay-per-view to me. No, I can't say that. I mean, if it was. You know, even Jones and Machida would have been difficult to sell. You know, the funny part of Jones and Chael, you know, if nothing else, you got the Chael curiosity, even though, I mean, I don't know how Chael could beat John Jones. And that's the craziest thing about all this is, to me, is him turning down Chael with no training. I mean, Chael with a full camp. With a full camp. How does Chael's son and beat John Jones? I can't even fathom it other than, you know, lightning strikes John Jones, and unless it's an outdoor show, that's not going to happen either.
Okay, so why didn't now John Jones' lone loss was to Matt Hamill, right?
But that wasn't really a loss.
It was a disqualification.
In a fight that should have been stopped before he was disqualified. He hit him with like 60 unanswered blows, and the referee wouldn't stop it. And then in his whatever, he threw some elbows, which were straight down, which is one of those weird rules, and they disqualified him, even though Matt Hamill had a separated shoulder and was, like, done, you know, a minute earlier.
So why not put Matt Hamill in against the John Jones in?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you could say that, but Matt Hamill would get killed, too.
Okay, all these guys would get killed.
Matt Hamill, I mean, I think that they just, yeah, I would guess that Matt Hamill's name just didn't come up, and when they were, I would guess that when you're talking about it's you know, Wednesday, and you got a fight a week from Saturday. You got 10 days, and you're going like, we got a pay per view in 10 days, and we're in a bad situation. Who can sell this fight on 10 days notice? And then the guy, if you're thinking about who can sell the fight on 10 days notice, the first guy comes to mind is Chael Sonnen. Now, if you're thinking about who can win a fight on 10 days notice, there's nobody, zero. So it doesn't even matter. Like you could say, I mean, the first guy I would go to is Machida, but you know he wasn't. You know, I think that they felt that they would save Machida for the next one. And Machida just fought anyway, although Chael just fought too.
You know, when I was promoting Closed Circuit TV, I bought cancellation insurance. Do you think the UFC has cancellation insurance here?
You know, no one has asked that question, and I should have. I half-assed did, but they didn't. I didn't ask it as smart as you just did, and so I didn't get that answer. My gut says that they do. But I don't know that as a fact. I would think that you do, just like boxing promoters have that, because let's face it, guys can get hurt. So I think there's something there, yeah.
We're talking UFC. We'll talk about Bellator 73 after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. You can follow us on Twitter right now, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk. Our toll-free phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. USC 152, it's been set September 22nd. John Jones against Vitor Belfort in the main event. Joseph Benavidez will be a guest on next week's show, taking on Demetrius Johnson. That's at flyweight. That's 125 pounds. Michael Bisping. Man, this guy can talk the talk. I don't know if he can walk the walk, but he can definitely talk the talk. He was on the show a few weeks ago, taking on Brian Stan. TJ Grant, Evan Durham, Matt Hamill, the aforementioned Matt Hamill, the only man that holds a, quote, really a win over John Jones, a disqualification win, taking on Vladimir Mishushenko. I thought Vladimir was done. I thought they stuck a fork in him. And Cub Swanson taking on Charles Oliveira. That's all on the UFC 152 card. It'll start off on Facebook, one fight probably, then go to FX Cable, and of course the pay-per-view starts at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. That's September 22nd. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Greg Adams in East Bay Seoul. Greg was on network TV this past week, kicking butt as he always does. A Westmore High graduate from 1969. My buddy, Mr. Greg Adams in East Bay Seoul. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide with Dave Meltzer right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
You may have thought that I forgot. To that, this is what I say. To I know what I put it, I know I'll survive, and I evolve every day. The survival of the hippest, the funky, and the biggest. The survival of the hippest, the soulful, and the greatest. The true funk, short
My buddy, the great Tom Bowes, former Tower of Power lead singer, now singing with the New York Funk Harmonic Orchestra back in New York City. They're teaming up with Greg Adams and East Bay Soul for their debut album that came out a couple years ago. A new album, East Bay Soul 2.0, is available at eastbaysoul.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Our guest is the genius himself, folks, and I don't affix that title to too many people, but he is a genius. We're talking about Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com newsletter. And if you want to know the real true aspects of MMA, I mean the stuff behind the scenes, the stuff on top, I mean, you name it. He handicaps the fights, he brings you the business, he brings you the ratings, he brings you everything, the scoops, the gossip. It's all available in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. You can check that out by going to WrestlingObserver.com. It comes to you once a week. It's my Bible. When I get it on Friday, I spend about 2.5 hours going through it. I read it from word to word, and I have a great time reading it. It's the best read in all of sports right now. In fact, I'm not the only person to say that. Other people, guys associated with Sports Illustrated, said that, and Dave gave him all kinds of accolades for that. But the bottom line is we'll let Dave slide on that one just for a moment. Dave Meltzer's our guest. Dave, you caught that one, right?
Yeah, I did.
Last night, Attila Vey took out Travis Wolf, I think like in 40-something seconds, 25 seconds, real quick to win the Bellator 73 main event. Of course, that's for the was that for the light heavyweight title?
It's for the tournament, which means that the winner would get a shot at the title. The champion is Christian Mpumbo, so that'll be in, you know, probably 3-4 months or so, whenever that fight's scheduled. Which Attila Vey was a big upset. I mean, Travis View was expected to walk through the tournament, and he walked through the first two fights, and then he got clipped with a right, and he was done in this one right away.
Okay, before we go on back to the UFC, let's talk a little bit about one of the Bellator fighters that came over from UFC and turned out to be a big disappointment. I mean, I was expecting fireworks from Hector Lombard. He put me to sleep.
Yeah, he said he had like a cracked sternum, but he didn't know about it at the time. And usually, you know, I mean, I know fighters hate when a fighter gives excuses afterwards, and everyone hates it. The way he fought as compared to how he usually fights, I just remember when that fight was over, the first thing I was thinking is like, this guy's got to be hurt. Because I've watched Hector Lombard fights for years, and this was nothing like the real Hector Lombard. So I think that that's I'm buying that injury excuse, and I think that's what happened. But yeah, it was he had had a lot of exciting fights, and then he was on that Calgary card, and him and Tim Boach I thought was a fight on paper that was a can't-miss fight, you know, as far as it was going to be good, and it was not good. It was very boring.
Okay. Before we get to Ronda Rousey, let's mention one more thing about Bellator. Bellator, I wrote an article yesterday, the CEO, Bjorn Rebney, Christmas is going to come a couple of weeks late for him because they're going to go to Spike TV in January 2013. Now, they're drawing about 250,000 people to 300,000 people on MTV2. When they go to Spike TV, will it increase 4 or 5-fold?
I don't know about 4 or 5-fold. It'll increase. I feel safe in saying it will double or triple. I think triple. Mm-hmm. I think it'll start triple, and then from there, I don't know if it'll go up or down from there. Now, a lot depends on the time slot they're on. I mean, there's been rumors it's going to be Thursday right after Impact. And if it's Thursday right after Impact, I think that they're, Impact is a good lead-in. I mean, Impact did 1.7 million viewers on Thursday night this week. So I think that if that was the case, they could go in there and do, 800,000 to a million viewers first week in. And then if they sustain or not, we'll see.
Okay.
It could quadruple first week. If it's in that time slot, if it's on another night, maybe more like double or triple.
Okay. We're talking about, when you mentioned Impact there, folks, talk about Impact Professional Wrestling, formerly TNA, and that doesn't stand for what you think. It's called Total Nonstop Action, TNA. People say, what's TNA? And is it something? No, it's not TNA like you think in the derogatory form about women. We're talking about Total Nonstop Action Wrestling. Is TNA picking it up a little bit? 1.7 million viewers, not bad numbers there, but Is there a game starting to pick up? Is it continuing to improve?
It got better a couple of months ago, and the last couple of weeks I think it's kind of slid a little bit. But overall, yeah, it's gotten better. They ratings wise, you haven't really seen it. Last night was the first night where you really saw a big
or Thursday night, where we saw a real big jump in ratings, because they've had it tough. I mean, they've gone against, you know, football on Thursdays, and they're going to go against football all fall. They went against the Olympics. They went against a lot of NBA playoff games that were highly rated games. So they've had a tough run the last few months when it comes to drawing an audience.
Dave, why don't they go to Wednesday nights with both Bellator and TNA Wrestling? Wednesday nights, they're unopposed.
Yeah, I know. That's what when UFC was on Spike, originally, if you remember, they were on Thursdays, and then they started getting hurt by sports on Thursdays, so they moved them to Wednesdays for that very reason. And their, you know, the Ultimate Fighter ratings, you know, went up. And I think that with TNA, I think they've just established Thursday and they're afraid to move it. I think that might be it more than anything else. Although they moved it up an hour to get a jump on football, theoretically, when football starts, you know, full-time on Thursday nights very soon. So, but yeah, I think they're just afraid to move the date. But they may put Bellator on Wednesday. That wouldn't shock me. That was the UFC day, so it's very possible they'll do that.
Okay, don't forget the Wrestling Observer radio show airs from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, my girl fought last week. You know what I'm talking about, the Triple R, Rowdy Ronda Rousey. I mean, she's a pleasure interview. She's definitely easy to look at, and she can fight, man. I mean, you and I, are we watching the ascension here of a superstar?
Yeah, I think so. She's a superstar. That's the thing. She's got it. I mean, I noticed that the first time I ever interviewed her, which was before when she was still an amateur, and I just thought, you know, this girl's got a personality. If only she can fight. And the thing is that she can armbar like nobody's business. And, you know, the win over Sarah Kaufman last week, that impressed me more than probably impressed other people, because I know Sarah Kaufman is a legitimate, well-trained fighter. You know, people sometimes think, oh, these women fighters, they're not really that skilled. And some of them aren't, you know. But this one's one with 6 years of, you know, high-level experience. She's good at every facet of the game. She's very, very smart. And she knew exactly what Ronda was going to do to her, which was going to try to trip her down and armbar her. So she knew, and she couldn't stop it. And I just think that just shows that, you know, really how good Ronda is. It's like, you know, I'm going to tell you my move now, and then I'm going to do it. And to do that against a preliminary girl or something is one thing, but to do it against a legitimate former world champion that quickly, that's impressive.
Sarah Kaufman came in at 15-1. 1 minute later, she was 15-2. Ronda Rousey now 6-0. Six first-round stops. Now, she said on this show, and I think she used that quote in some other places as well, and you just heard it there leading into this segment. She said that if she was a fight, Chris Cyborg Santos, that Santos could, quote, inject horse semen into both eyeballs as long as she makes 135 pounds. Is that the big question mark here? Can Santos make 135?
I don't know. I mean, Chris Santos is a big woman. She walks around at probably 170. So 135 is tough. I mean, other women have done it. I think that, you know, that she's saying she can't get below 145. I've seen Chris fight at 145, and I've seen her fight when she's supposed to be at 145 as heavy as like 151, 152, and miss weight at 145 for big fights. So her getting to 135 would be very, very difficult. I mean, Ronda's fought at 145 before, but she's also the champion, and she's also got the leverage. And I can see, believe me, I can see her viewpoint, because the thing is with Chris is that, you know, Chris got busted for PEDs and for Stanozolol, and you know, I mean, you can say your whole career is a fraud, and it's kind of a weird deal with me with this fight, because as a fan, it's like the dream fight. The fight's going to be gigantic. As a fan of sport and promotion, I like the idea of a big fight, and this is going to be huge if this fight takes place. On the flip side, it's like Chris Cyborg's whole career really has been a fraud, and she's gifted. She's a gifted fighter. And she would, I think that, you know, again, just taking steroids doesn't make you a great fighter, just like it doesn't make you a great anything. But if you have the skill, it can enhance your skill. She's got the skill. She's going to beat most of these women. I mean, I you watch her technique and things like that. She's going to beat most of these women, clean or not. And so that makes it also kind of weird. Now, if she's completely clean, can she make 135? Maybe yes, maybe no. You got to remember, even getting off the stuff, you retain a lot of the size of the stuff, even when you're off it. It's not like you revert back to what you were, especially a woman women don't revert back, especially because it changes your whole complexion. And, you know, there's a part of me that says, you know what, she shouldn't even be allowed to fight, period. I mean, for a guy, it's one thing, but for a woman, it changes you so much more. You shouldn't be allowed to fight. So there's that part of me that says, shouldn't even have this fight. Another part of me that says, I can't wait to see this fight. So that's the deal.
Another thing you broke here in the latest edition of the WrestlingObserver.com newsletter, of course, you can check this out, folks, all the information, how to subscribe to this. There's an online edition, but I get mine via first-class mail just about each and every Friday, and it's, like I say, the Bible as far as I'm concerned. I spent a couple hours reading it from cover to cover. But I like this guy. People don't like him. Some people don't like athletes to turn into actors, but I thought Dave Bautista did a good job in a couple of movies I saw him in, especially that movie where he played the ex-cop that got out of jail. He was smoking cigarettes. He played a real tough guy. But him, Kung Lee, and Russell Crowe and Lucy Liu are going to get together for The Man with the Iron Fist that's coming out in November. Is this going to be a good movie? I mean, is it for real, or is it going to be just like, you know, put together?
I don't know. I know that, you know, Kung and Dave Bautista are both, you know, really working at trying to make it in acting. I mean, Bautista gave up a very lucrative job as a pro wrestler. I would guess that he was making north of $2 million a year with WWE, and he walked away from it, you know, when he was on top because he wanted to be an actor. So, and he wanted to fight, too. I mean, the deal with Bautista, he's fighting was a couple months. I don't know. If I was him, I wouldn't do this because it's like what a risk when you have a big name and you're in your early 40s and you want to fight in a fighting sport that you've never done before.
Yeah, but he's fighting a stiff. He's fighting a guy.
Yeah, you're right. He absolutely is. But still, you know. But what's the upside? So you win, you beat a stiff, and if you lose, then you lost to a stiff. If you didn't fight, you can just be a tough guy in the movies. I get the idea. He probably has this bucket list, and it's something he wants to do. I know he's wanted to do it for a long time. I know he's talked about it. I know he trained with Cesar Gracie and the Diaz brothers and everything like that and Kung, and I think he really wanted to do it. And if he was 29, it would be different. You know what I'm saying? But at 43, almost 44, to do your first fight, you know, again, with no background in wrestling, no background in boxing, I mean, he's trained in the gym for years and years. I mean, as far as jiu-jitsu and, you know, other martial arts, he's done that for a long time. But it's, you know, it's gym fighter and then going to fight your first fight at 44 almost. That's a tough way to go.
No doubt about it. We're talking with Dave Meltzer, folks, of the WrestlingObserver.com newsletter. Check him out online, WrestlingObserver.com. Of course, the Wrestling Observer radio show airs from 3 to 5 p.m. on Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Last question for the genius before I let him go. Is Brock Lesnar making an impact ratings-wise back now in the world, wrestling entertainment world?
Ratings-wise, not that much. I don't see him as having moved ratings a great deal. The first pay-per-view he did was well up. The SummerSlam, we don't have the numbers on yet, which was from last week. I'm sure it was up from last year. So I think he's making a difference, but I mean, when the number for SummerSlam comes out, we'll have a lot better idea of how much of a difference he's making.
Okay. Dave Meltzer's been our guest, folks. He is a genius. As I said, check him out, WrestlingObserver.com. The newsletter's got it going on once a week. Dave, I thank you so much for gracing us with your time, genius.
Okay, thanks very much, Pedro.
All right. He is the man, Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com newsletter, folks. Check him out, WrestlingObserver.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Don't forget, if you are listening to this show for the very first time, we air Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The way that you fare, under all conditions, your mind, all of the time, so wonderful, so marvelous, girl, you're everything to me.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity,
activity and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
You wouldn't say that to Ronda. Ronda Rousey, the queen of MMA. The superstar of the sports world as far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned. I think she's got the potential to be more popular than any male or female in the sport right now. Speaking of the sport of MMA, UFC 152 going down September 22nd. Of course, John Jones taking on Vitor Belfort in the main event in Toronto, Canada. Bellator 74 going down September 28th. That'll be on MTV2. September 29th, Gilbert Melendez on Strikeforce. Sacramento, California, they go to the old Arco Arena. They call it the PowerPoint Arena or something like that now. But the bottom line is, I call it the Arco Arena, the house that Tony the Tiger built. Tony the Tiger Lopez used to sell that joint out. But the bottom line is, Gilbert Melendez, September 29th, defending the Strikeforce Lightweight Championship on Showtime. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Don't forget, we are Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then again, Sunday is an entirely different show. 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Till next week, much peace, much love.